Narcotics, which offer the promise of relief from pain even as they take over your life, are among the deadliest drugs of all, and they can come into your life in insidious ways, often through legitimate prescriptions for real medical problems. Prescription drugs have become one of society's worst problems, and abuse of OxyContin and related medications is on the rise in Hawaii. Filmmaker Edgy Lee examines the problem and its origins in her new documentary, Unprescribed, Prescription for Addiction, which premieres on local television this week. She's with us this morning. Good morning, Edgy.
Good morning.
It used to be that narcotics, heroin, morphine, etc., the drugs that kill pain but also produce that euphoria, were a back alley thing. They weren't something that somebody with a white coat on brought into your life, right?
Opiates, you're talking
Yeah,
about,
opiates,
right?
Exactly.
And then modern medicine gave us synthesized opioids. OxyContin, Vicodin, oxycodone, morphine, and then later fentanyl. I mean, there's a host of drugs and useful end-of-life care, critical pain. I mean, there was a reason why it was used, and they were miraculous drugs, and are today.
Well, there still is a reason today.
I mean, We're not suggesting that we take these off the market, nor are we saying that they were not useful and they are not miraculous in many ways. But the misuse has escalated in the United States for decades, and we find ourselves, like, for instance, 4% of the world's population we represent, but we also represent in this country 80% of the prescriptions and the use of these kinds of medications, these narcotic pain medications. So what we're seeing today is a rash of overdose, more than cocaine and heroin overdoses and car crashes across the United States. That's what this epidemic, really, this, according to the Centers for Disease Control, calls it. I mean, more people are dying accidentally from pharmaceutical drug misuse.
There are way more pills out on the street than there are people with busted ankles who need the pain medication. Yeah. How'd that happen?
I think, when we started researching the film, I have to credit Mark Cohen, our lead writer. It was about a year. And what would we hear in our studio? I didn't know that. Like, can you believe this? It was a shocking revelation that, and so we covered the history in, only 58 minutes, it'll be, the film, on Wednesday night on KGNB at 9. We covered the history because it was important to understand how did we get here. And, of course, we can't answer it in a little flash of time, but we can give the audience, and hope we did successfully, a very nice overview of where we were, ancient times, into the 19th century, into modern medicine, and then all of a sudden, what happened? World War I and World War II. And I think it's really fascinating. I don't want to get into it too deeply. I want people to come and watch. But it is absolutely surprising. I mean, it's not only this country in terms of use of amphetamines and opioids, but we really are sort of in front of the crowd.
That figure you cited earlier about 4% of the population, the disproportionate, It argues that we have a whole different cultural approach to medication, that we, in effect, solve problems by taking a pill.
Yes, we do.
Is that part of the history that you're tracing?
Absolutely. We're looking at the psychology and actually the culture of how we address pain, physical and emotional pain. And in America, we seem to be popping a lot of pills.
We make pain go away without making the source of the pain go away. And if you make the pain go away, who cares, right? That's the pill culture.
One of the fascinating revelations was when we spoke with Alan Johnson at Hinamauka, local rehab center. He said what they're seeing now is something they've never seen before. Two things. First is elderly people are coming in, over 65, people who never drank alcohol, let alone did any kind of street drug, the families actually are bringing in like grandpa and grandma because they're now addicted to a pain medication. Or it could be a benzodiazepine, which would be like a Valium or a Xanax, addicted where they never even knew what hit them when it embedded itself in the family. And that was perhaps because of a backache or an injury on the job or, a slip and a fall. And now all of a sudden you got grandpa who's addicted to OxyContin and it's wreaking havoc throughout the family. This is what we're seeing in Hawaii. We interview in this film a number of people. Young 20-year-olds, Adderall, opioids turned to heroin, housewives, wonderful family life, everything was fine, and all of a sudden she found herself addicted to, again, painkillers and benzodiazepines. We talked to IHS Connie Mitchell and her colleagues about homeless people, elders on the street, and when they're coming in with bags of medications. And again, and a host of doctors, by the way, medical professionals, who do not disagree with the question that's being asked nationally. This is not just a Hawaii problem, but nationally. You know, how did we get here? What are we doing? And how are we going to stop this? Because it is really a serious issue.
It's kind of a put the toothpaste back in the tube problem now, because the sheer numbers of pills on the street way, way out distances the number that are being prescribed, right?
Yeah, you know, it's at our in our home, actually. You know, when you say on the street, Chris, we think about street drugs, right?
Yeah.
This is in your own home.
It's in the medicine cabinet.
Yes, and when you're leaving medications this powerful, scheduled medications, it's like leaving a loaded gun. I mean, are you going to leave a loaded gun in your medicine cabinet for your 10-year-old? I mean, one of the most poignant interviews we do in this film was with a gentleman who was in law enforcement, drug enforcement, as a matter of fact, undercover drug enforcement. And it was just tearful. He said, you know, I didn't recognize the signs. He'd see his son sitting in the corner, you know, became a little bit more quiet, drinking the soda, blue. He thought, oh, a new soda. It was NyQuil mixed with synthetic opioids, OxyContin. His son is now in a coma. It's been 3.5 years. Mm. And this is someone whose business it was. His whole career was based on drug interdiction. And he didn't recognize it. So that is to say, the average family probably does not, statistically, tell their kid, you know, beware of this street drug, beware of alcohol, marijuana, and also beware of these medications. But the comment we got from a whole varied array of people was, we thought it was safe because it was prescribed.
Yeah.
And so we all have to be more alert, definitely.
Given that alertness, we also, and there have been some legal changes recently that on the protocols that doctors follow to prescribe pain medication, but there are always going to be illegal sources.
There are going to be illegal sources, and it's more difficult to obtain these kinds of medications. So now what we are seeing across the country, specifically states like Vermont, Massachusetts, and again, Alan Johnson at Hinamalca said they're seeing a rise in heroin addiction because people are turning to street heroin, which is cheaper and easier to get than some of these pharmaceutical painkillers. I mean, who would think that would ever happen?
That's incredible, yeah.
And that's actually, you know, an aspect of this that we said, you know, we should make a film. And we're really thankful. Our funding, you know, funding is very tight these days, especially on a subject that's not really a happy subject like this. It's an alert for the public.
You know, Edgy, I was in rural Vermont at the end of summer, the beautiful bucolic picture postcard area, seeing junkies nodding out on the street in little Vermont towns.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But that's what we've got, isn't it?
And I think we're hoping that people tune in and families tune in, and they look, and they get, and people in medical profession.
Well, a change of consciousness started this problem, and one can end it, theoretically. Edgy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Edgy Lee's new documentary, Unprescribed, Prescription for Addiction, premieres tomorrow night on KGMB television, and you can get details at hpr2.org.